We come to lift you up. We come to magnify you, Jesus. Jesus, you're mighty. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you today. Blessed be the name. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Be reading out of the Message Bible, but you can follow along. Verse 2 begins, every time we think of you, we thank God for you. Day and night, you're in our prayers as we call to mind your work of faith, your labor of love, and your patience of hope in following our Master, Jesus Christ. Before God our Father, it is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions. You paid careful attention to the way we lived among you and determined to live that way yourselves. In imitating us, you imitated the Master. Although great trouble accompanied the word, you were able to take great joy from the Holy Spirit. Taking the trouble with the joy with the trouble. Do you know that all over the provinces of both Macedonia and Achaia, believers look up to you? The word has gotten around. Your lives are echoing the Master's words, not only in the provinces, but all over the place. The news of your faith in God is out. We don't even have to say anything anymore. You're the message. People come up and tell us how you received us with open arms, how you deserted the dead idols of your old life so you could raise from the dead Jesus, who rescued us from certain doom. I'm going to talk today about being an example. Amen. We need to be examples of godly, apostolic, one God believers. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to let others know, and they need to know, that you're a godly person. Amen. When you leave here, they need to see there that you're still as godly as you are here. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated. We need to be an example. You've got somebody watching you. Amen. Every one of us are leaders. You may think, well, not me, Brother Roberts. I don't get up and lead anybody. Oh, yes, you do. There's somebody watching you. And somebody's trying to be like you. They see something about your life. It's either you are not doing what you need to do to live for Jesus Christ, or you are, and somebody's following you. I pray today that you are following them to a godly walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray today that you are being an example of the goodness of God, the mercies of God. Amen. That they are seeing and wanting what you have. Being an example implies being a model for others to follow. I want to model Jesus Christ to everyone that looks up to me. Amen. As Christians, we are examples to our unsaved families, to our children, That ought to be our first priority to our children, to our fellow employees, and to the society at large. You can lead the cashier at Walmart. Amen. Your countenance, your life, day by day, as you come to the places you frequent, you can lead that person to a closer walk with Jesus Christ just by who you are, just by the presence of God that exudes off of you when you talk to people. Amen. And if you're full of the Holy Ghost, that ought to happen. Amen. They ought to feel the joy, the intensity of the presence of the Lord. You know, I've said before, if you walk around Walmart with them, you're leading someone to have a bad day. Amen. We as the body of Christ should be the happiest people on earth. Amen. We ought to have joy of the Lord in our hearts. Amen. People ought to see, hey, what are you so happy about? Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you who Jesus is. Then you'll understand why I have the joy. Amen. God brings us joy. We ought to share it with everyone. We ought to walk carefully and worthily of this great apostolic, anointed presence of God in our lives. Amen. People desire something good. Ephesians 4, 1 through 3 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. That's walking with God. Amen. That's having a relationship with God. When you have a powerful, anointed experience with God, these things will show up in your life. You'll have mercy. You'll be patient. You'll be kind. You'll be long-suffering with people. Amen. If you're snapping off the hook at people right now and you're telling them like it is, hey, maybe you need to check your Holy Ghost today. Maybe you need to ask God, hey, God, where am I at spiritually? Because something's not right. Amen. I don't have what this scripture is telling me here. I'm just a little out of sorts. God can fix it today. Amen. And you can be a leader. Being religious is not synonymous with being a good example. We can be religious and still lead people astray. But I have to have a relationship, an anointing of God upon my life. There must be an anointing upon your life. Amen. You need to lead people to a relationship with the Almighty. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, the priest and the Levites were very religious, but they ignored the wounded man and would not help him. They had a mission. They were ministers and leaders, but there was somebody wounded there that they didn't have time for. Lord, touch our spirits today and help us to lay aside things that may seem important to us, but we're passing by a place to minister to a need, to where I can become a leader and a blessing to someone. That's what He called us to do. Amen. He didn't call us to be busybodies running all over the country and too busy to stop and do His bidding. He called us to put the dishes away and come and sit at His feet for a while. Come and get to know Him. Get close to Him and say, God, I need you more. The dishes will still be there when that happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Get to know the King. Get to know your God. And others will want what you have. Spurgeon says, our life should be such as men may safely copy. Don't you want somebody to copy this wonderful experience that you have experienced today? Amen. Don't you want to share that with somebody that means something to you? Follow Him. Get close to Him. And it'll come naturally. The example of Christ in 1 Peter 2:21, it says, for even hereunto we were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps. Hey, folks, I don't know if you've noticed, but we have to suffer. It's not always going to be picnics and pudding and flowers and rainbows, and we're going to suffer some things. God is going to strengthen us through those suffering times, amen, to where we can be mighty, godly examples of people that have been through the test and come out shining the light of the glory of God, the power of God, the anointing of God is dripping from us because of the storm we've just been through. And we love and we thank the Lord. We never lost hope in the battle. We kept our eyes on Jesus all the way through. The New Testament reveals the kind of life Jesus lived here on earth. In 1 Peter 2:22 and 23, it says, He never sinned, nor deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when He was insulted, nor threatened revenge when He suffered. He left His case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. You know, that's how we need to look at things when we're dealing with people. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not enemies. Amen? You're not the enemy. Amen? The devils, the forces of evil that try to invade your space becomes your enemy. Amen. And we need to get our eyes off of our brother and our sister and our family members or whoever we're in disagreement with, because my Bible says they're not your enemy. It's the evil that's trying to get to you, that's trying to take you out, that's trying to make you not to be a great example of God's power. He wants us to commit those situations, those issues, those problems to Him, that He's perfect. He knows how to judge those things perfectly. We'll always mess it up. And we'll say something we shouldn't have said. And we'll get it even worse and messed up. But we need to just put our trust in Him. We're suffering, yes, but we're going to let Jesus handle it. I'm not going to rise up. I'm not going to be the one that says the wrong thing. I'm going to trust the Lord. Because I know I'm not fighting you personally. I'm fighting the spirit that is trying to get in and mess things up in my life because of what I'm trying to accomplish with my relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm trying to become a better person. Amen. I'm trying to live holy and righteous, and struggles and family problems and church problems and all these things can get in our way and seem like they're the issue. But your enemy's trying to fight you. He's trying to tear you down. He's trying to get you out of the race. He don't want you walking this way. He don't want you talking this way. Amen. He wants to be in control. during the wilderness temptation, Jesus refused to yield to the seduction of the devil. He wouldn't do it. He used the word of God to defeat the enemy. Amen. The word says, devil, get out of here. You have no power over me. Showing us how to use it. God has given us a way to use his power to defeat our enemy. Trust in him. Believe the word. Amen. Walk in it. Remember, you're going to struggle. It's not going to be easy. But with Christ, all things are possible. Amen. That's why we need close fellowship with Jesus Christ, so that we can hear his voice, so that we can feel his heartbeat, and he can speak to us on how to handle the situation. I need Jesus. You need Jesus. None of us will ever be able to duplicate the work of Christ or make the same impact that he did. But it should be our longing. It should be our desire to do his will and follow him. Amen. Be like him. Amen. I much doubt that any of us will be able to lay our life down. But you may. But if we can just listen to his voice and follow him, he can make us more than conquerors. And if we'll just start getting a picture of how he sees you instead of how I see myself, there can be a miraculous change in our life. Amen. When you look in that mirror, don't look at the flaws. Look at the Holy Ghost that's staring back at you and saying, you are more than a conqueror. You can be delivered. You can be set free by my Spirit. Amen. I see you more than you see you. Amen. If you could just get a hold of how Jesus Christ is looking at you right now and how he's telling you, you can do a miraculous thing. Amen. With me in you. Amen. I have great things in store for you. If you'll believe. If you'll trust me. If you'll walk in this power that I'm trying to tell you of. There is such great anointing becoming example of Christ. Amen. Be an example. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 20. And the NIV says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You aren't the same as you used to be. Amen. He has changed you. He has called you out. You're not in that dark place anymore. The old has gone. The new has come. All this is from God. We who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Do you not see the blood of Jesus Christ has given us new hope? Amen. All those regrets and all of those things that once was upon us, Jesus Christ through his blood has cleansed you. He set you free. Amen. You don't have to carry the weight, the guilt anymore if you're under his blood and you've placed that thing, whatever had you bound, under his blood. He has given you the power. We have been called to walk in Jesus' steps. Amen. We need to minister. Amen. We need to minister as He ministered. Take time to minister. Take time to be Christ to somebody. If Christ dwells in us, we should desire to truly touch lives for Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to touch people. If you're not dealing with somebody, you need to find somebody to minister to. Amen. You need to begin to exercise the power of God in you. Because when we give ourselves away, God can replenish more of His power in us. He's waiting on us. Amen. He did His bidding. When He came, He showed us. He walked with us. He talked with us. He done miraculous things. Amen. So much so that the Bible says that had they all been recorded, the worlds couldn't hold the books. What have you done for Him lately? With Him lately? What have you allowed Jesus Christ to do in you? Amen. Are you being an example of His power to others? The authority to minister does not come from man. It comes from God. He has given you authority today. Well, they gave it to you when you first believed and you followed and you obeyed the gospel. But if you haven't used it, He's given it to you today. Amen. He's saying today is a new day of salvation. You can start afresh today. Quit worrying about what I didn't haven't done for many years. Don't let that get in your mind, because that can keep you. That can hold you back. That can stop you. That can put a roadblock in your way. And you, if you keep looking back and saying, oh, I messed up so many times. So what? Cleanse your mind in the blood of Jesus Christ today. And let His blood just wipe that stuff out of your mind. Amen. Because there is power in Jesus Christ. There is power and forgiveness in His blood. Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God is with you. The Holy Ghost. Amen. If you'll let it beam out of you, there's power that can lead others. Amen. We must become an example of His burden and His compassion. Jesus had compassion. One of the characteristics of the ministry of Jesus was His compassion. When He looked over the cities, tears rolled down His face because there was no one to lead those people. The compassion of God gripped His soul. Matthew 9:36, it says, when He saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep not having a shepherd. He was filled with compassion. Jesus reached out His hand and touched the man in Mark 1:41. Because of the compassion, He did not want to see that. He did not want that to be. Amen. He don't want you to suffer today. He don't want you in the situation you're in today. There's compassion dripping from the Master for you today. Amen. I don't care what has you troubled in your spirit today. What is holding you back? I'm telling you, the presence of the compassion from Jesus Christ is calling out to you, saying, let me be Lord in your life. Let me help you be an example. Luke 7:13 says, when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, don't cry. God wants to wipe away some tears. Amen. That you've been crying. Amen. He wants to touch your spirit and lift you today and say, come on, child. You can follow me. You can walk in my spirit and lead others to me. God wants to use you today. Amen. He wants to begin a new thing in your life. When we find more delight in denouncing sin than in helping sinners, we need to examine our ministries to see if we reflect the compassion of the Lord. Don't be quick to point your finger at someone else's sin. Amen. Clean up your own backyard and let Jesus, you be an example, and you won't have to tell them. They'll be asking you of the hope that's within you. They'll see the power, the anointing of Jesus Christ, and they'll want to change. The example of Christians, we are the salt of the earth. When you put salt on steel, something happens, something changes, something starts to just churn and it eats away. That's how we ought to affect this world, this sin-hardened world. The salt ought not have lost its savor. Amen. If your salt is dull today, get a refilling. Get a new sulfur in you of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And let that salt be effective in your work. Amen. We must cause something to react when we get near them. There must be a change that happens when we come in contact with this world. Amen. And it ought to be for the good. A change that will transform their lives. A saved husband or wife has the potential to positively influence his or her family to choose life or righteousness. You have that power today. Amen. God has placed you in your family so that you can be an agent of change. 1 Corinthians 7:13-14 says, and the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. If a Christian loses the ability to be positive influence to others, they lose their influence to God. For our lives to be effective witnesses for Christ, our experience with God must remain fresh. That's why this altar is so important. That's why a place in your life is so important to connect to the power source. Amen. We used to teach that in kids, connecting to the power. Are you connected to the power? Amen. When the instrument you're using is not connected, the power runs out. The battery goes empty. And you go to use it in that time of need and pick it up and there's no power there. How frustrating is that when you go to pick up a tool and it doesn't work because it's not been connected? Hallelujah. We need to stay connected in the Holy Ghost because God's wanting to use you in a moment. Amen. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but God works in moments. Amen. Just instants. The presence of God comes and He wants to minister to that person on a moment's notice. That's why we need to stay connected to the power. So in that moment's notice, we can generate the tool that He's trying to use to bring that life and turn their spirit around and get them on the right track to follow Jesus. Because we are the light of the world. You are. You have the light in you today. Amen? You have the light of Jesus Christ in you today. The hope of glory. Amen? You need to let that light shine. Stop hiding it. Stop trying to snuff it out, trying to put a wet blanket on it, trying to just not let anybody see the light that's in you. Brother Lee Stone King says, everyone that has the Holy Ghost has a light in their eye. He said he proved it one time. He went, I think it was, I forget the minister that taught over in Europe, William something or other, I can't think of his name, but he went and saw the portrait of him. He wanted to know, did he have the Holy Ghost? And he said, I went in there with my head down, and when I looked up, I saw it. There was a light in his eye, and I knew he had the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. He said he saw it in his own eye. After he received the Holy Ghost, when he looked into the mirror and he saw a light. Amen. You are a light that's shining. Amen. Don't get discouraged. Amen. Let Jesus' light become brighter in your life. Matthew 5:14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Don't hide the light. Amen. Don't hide the light of Jesus. God's light shines His love, His grace, amen, and truth into our lives. Amen. God has given you everything you need. The truth, the light of the world. He has given you a light to share with others, to shine into others. He has blessed you today. We need to open the books to all men. Amen. We need to let others see the glory of God in our lives. 2 Corinthians 3:2 says, ye are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. People are reading you. Your neighbor is reading you. So if you're arguing with your husband or your wife, stop. Start praying with them and let your neighbors hear a change in your life. You are written examples. God has put His Spirit, His Word in you. Amen. The example of the church. People today are looking for real solutions. Amen. They're coming in this place not wanting another religion. Not wanting another tradition, but they're wanting a solution to their problem. They want a solution to their overdosing drug habit. They want a solution to their alcoholic problem. They're wanting a solution to their marriages. Amen. They're looking for what you have. You have the answer to their life's problems. Amen. We must be an example to their need. People are looking for a setting in which they are held accountable to their actions, but are able to err and still be forgiven. Amen. We will make mistakes, folks. That's why we have the Holy Ghost. That's why we have the baptism of the blood of Jesus Christ upon our lives, because He knows our human condition. Amen. And one day we will be perfect, but we ain't there yet. Amen. But He is perfect, and He shed His blood, and He give it to us so that we can apply it when we fail, when we mess up, when we fall short. Amen. The presence of God. There's no excuse for me today to not be forgiven. The only excuse is I'm looking in yesteryears and I'm walking backwards in my life and I'm not allowing God's blood to cover me and not allowing His precious anointing to be in my life. I block that. I hold back His love and mercy in my life. I must allow the power of His Spirit to fill me every opportunity that is available, so that I can be the example for others to follow. I can make a change. Hebrews 13:7 says, "Remember your leader who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." It's okay to imitate someone in this church that you look up to. Amen. If they're on fire for God, imitate them. Be like them. Strive to lift yourself higher. Amen. Pastor, in turn, must treat the flock with great respect. Amen. 1 Peter 5:2 says, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve." I must serve and be an example. Amen. I don't want to rule with an iron fist and I'm in charge. No. I want to follow Christ and you follow me because I follow Him. Because He's making a difference in our lives. Amen. The more I serve, the more blessed I am. Amen. Be a servant and let others follow you. We must have an example of mutual respect. Pastor and congregation is what the world is looking for. This world has been so troubled by ministries that have taken advantage of people. Amen. And it has caused a horrible thing in our world today. We need true men and women of God that will lay their lives down for the cause of Jesus Christ and not allow the garbage of the world to influence them, but have a love and a longing for Jesus Christ to rule and reign in their midst. We must have an example of service to one another. Amen. If you haven't served somebody lately, why don't you give them a call? And why don't you say, "Hey, what can I do for you? Can I bless you? Can I serve you somehow, some way?" Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Have you ever called anybody up and said, "You've just been on my heart, and I just want to pray over you right now"? What you're doing is you're bearing the burden that's on their life. You're picking up something that's got them weighted down and you're carrying it with them. What a blessing you can be to a man and woman of God that may be in the struggle. And God's using you and He's putting them on your heart to give them a call or write them a card or something to say, "Hey, I'm going to lift you up in prayer. I'm going to bless you and I'm going to pick you up because I know you're going through it." we can be an example. In conclusion, Jesus left his ministry in the hands of the church when he ascended into heaven. This is God's design. This is what he wants. Amen. It saddens me, the world that thinks that they don't need a pastor. They don't need a church to belong to. They think that we are the church. The Holy Ghost resides in us, but God wants us to come together. Amen. God has things he wants the community of the church to do that we can't do by ourselves. Amen. We have to get together. And if we get together in one accord, in one place, anything can happen. And God wants that to happen in you today. Amen. In this place today, if we can come in unity to see a purpose to reach the lost, to touch lives, to change hearts, to influence people, we as the body of Christ can do great exploits. Let's stand. Praise God. I want to make a difference in my world. I pray that's your prayer. I pray that your desire that, Lord, don't let me just be who I've always been, not affecting a soul, just inching along. But Lord, renew my mind today. Change something about the way I think so that I can make a difference in everyone I meet. God bless you. Take a few moments and